Welcome home, neighbors. This is Lauren from California, owner at Copper Creek, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 40 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Vacation Club Loans. And for the last few months, you've been hearing me talk up Vacation Club Loans. In episode 28, we even did an interview with Debbie, the owner. And I am really pleased to announce a bunch of the listeners in the My DVC Points community have reached out and contacted her. I heard back today, one of the listeners of this show refinanced a new Riviera contract. They ended up saving over $8,000 over the life of the loan. If you're paying more than 9.9% interest on your DVC contract, give Debbie a call at 800-334-2334. She'd be glad to help you. Let her know you heard about her here on the My DVC Points podcast. I know some of you are thinking, 9.9%? That seems incredibly high. Well, go look at the sales materials that DVC has out there right now. They're offering 9.9% as their absolute best premier credit. And then it goes up to 12%, 14.5%, or 17.5%. If you or somebody you know is paying more than 9.9%, if they have a 600 credit score or higher, Debbie has a promotion right now where everybody's getting the 9.9% rate. Go ahead, check them out, vacationclubloans.com, and let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. Let's jump into this episode today. Part two of a three-part series on the Polynesian Resort. Today, we're talking about the main resort and the studios. And be sure to join us next week for Bibbidi Bobbidi Bougie and the Bungalows. Welcome to our Polynesian Resort Roundup Review. Today, we have with us Mr. Kurt Stone. How are you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing great, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing great. And thank you for coming back from episode 12. Great to have you back on the show. You are one of the Disney podcasting legends in my mind.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
Over at your Geekin' on WDW podcast, you and your community are just phenomenal people. I love hanging out with you guys, and I'm looking forward to going on your Grand Gathering of Geek meetup this fall.
The G3, it's looking like it's going to be a lot of fun. There, a lot of our Geekin' family are going to be there. I've been seeing everyone's making plans of their own. It's kind of getting a little crazy. I don't even know what's going on yet. I got to corral it all in and see so I can enjoy myself. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun time to be there with lots of our listeners. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm one of them and I'll be there with you guys. And I'd also like to welcome Valerie back to the show. How are you doing today, Valerie?
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Yep. People will recognize you from episode two and then the Copper Creek reviews.
Yep. Happy to be back.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you. Today, we're talking about Polly, all things Polly, except for the bungalows. We're going to have a dedicated show just for the bungalows. And that is because, well, finding people who stayed in the bungalows and are willing to talk about it, that one took some work. Okay.
I believe it.
I know I don't have those kind of points, or I'm not willing to spend those kind of points yet, but it is on my bucket list. So let's start today's show off and start talking about the resort amenities there. Valerie, what do you know about the pools there?
Okay, so I love the lava pool. They also have the Oasis pool, which is also great. I just love Polly in general. The amenities, as well as the fitness center, I've never been to, so I can't speak on that one. But the lava pool and Oasis, I've been to both, and very relaxing, even on a full day where the resort is totally sold out. I never have a problem finding a seat, whereas in other resorts, I have had problems. So definitely love that about Polly.
Really? Yeah. What's your take on the pools there, Kurt?
Well, I love everything about Polynesian. So this is going to be a big love fest. It's my favorite resort. And I've stayed there. There's the first deluxe that we stayed on many years ago. in the early 2000s when the kids were small, and I was just blown away. I had a really good time, like 10 nights, I think that first time was, and I just fell in love with the Polynesian. With DVC, I was so excited when they did DVC. I was already an owner, and I've been fortunate to stay there three times. We just stayed in January, five nights there in the Tokelau building, which is lined up right around that Oasis pool. They did such a fantastic job with that pool, reimagining it. They've got now a beautiful lounge and food and drinks. They've got your drink stations for your resort mugs. They've got the hot tub, which I did get a chance to take advantage of. And they have nice, cool places to sit with little cabanas there too. So it's a fantastic, relaxing space. And then, yeah, of course, with the little kids, you got to try out that lava pool. How cool is that? I mean, and I've always loved the pool bar there too. And the water coming through. Now they've got a beautiful hot tub too, that's like in the lava, and a play area for the kids, so that they expanded all that. They really did a nice job upgrading things, and very relaxing to sit there in that lava pool and see the Magic Kingdom with that zero entry pool and the beach and all that. So fantastic job with the pools. I think some of the best on property.
Yeah, it is important to note out both Oasis and Lava have the zero entry on them. And now every time I've been to Oasis, it's just been crowded, nutso, like blow your mind, wall to wall people.
Okay? Oh, it wasn't like that. Well, I was there in January, so.
Yeah, I was there in spring break.
Well, I think January might have something to do with that.
So. No, but spring break, it was also, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Maybe you just happened to be there during a really, really hot, busy day.
I had a room that was on the first floor, and I walked out, I'd walk across the grass. And I would walk into the pool area directly, and it was just so fun being that close to the pool. And it just felt so relaxing walking over to the main house there.
What I liked about the Oasis pool was there was plenty of space. There wasn't a whole bunch of towel reserving or anything along those lines. And I went when it was crowded at a Run Disney weekend. So the lava pool was just jam-packed. The Oasis pool, like most quiet pools in DVC, had a little bit more breathing room, and I was in and out of there multiple times for the mug refills. Because when you're staying in a DVC room at Poly, the closest mug refill is right there at that Oasis pool bar. It's not much, much further over to Captain Cook's to refill, but after a long day walking in the park, I'll shave every sip off that I can.
It was a nice, easy way to get a beer, I can tell you that. Because the bar's
there. Yeah, that's true.
Or yeah, food. Yeah, you can get food there.
Yeah, they do have a little tiny kitchen there and a full service bar.
And that was none of that was there before. That's all new.
Oh, see, now that's a perspective that I don't have. I don't have the historical old because I didn't stay there until it became DVC.
It was just the pool.
Neither did I.
It was just the pool. I mean, they didn't have any of these things we're talking about with the drink station, the bar, the food and all that. It was just the pool. So big improvement.
I think it's important to point out here on the pool, this is not a pool hopping pool. They check your magic bands in order to get in and out of the pool. Even the quiet pool requires a magic band scanner. Yeah. And so that's an interesting note there. Did either of you guys try the slide over at the lava pool?
I did not, but my children went on it probably hundreds of times during our 4-day stay. So I know they love the slide.
I have. Yeah. It's a fast one. It's in. That's the one where I hit the water, my feet go over my head. So you got to be careful. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, that's a great way to have fun there in that pool for sure. I like that. And I like the waterfall sitting in there and have it splash on your head.
The waterfall part in there is killer. That is just really, really, really cool. And it adds to that whole Polynesian immersion deal. I know my kids were 5 and 7 at the time. And it took a little bit of encouragement to get them to go down that slide. It's an enclosed tunnel. And so a lot of it is dark, where most of the other DVC slides aren't quite so dark. You know, here you've got the lava mountain built completely over it. Whereas like, even if you go to Saratoga Springs over at the paddock pool, yes, it's an enclosed tube, but the tube is somewhat translucent and lets light through it. So you can still see. This one, you got concrete wrapping that pool up and no lights coming in.
No, good thing it goes fast.
Yeah, it does. It does. It goes fast and it's a pretty decent slide. So all things said and done.
if they could just make that pool bar where you could sit in the water and come up to the bar, that would be killer.
Yeah, that's your ideal there, huh, Kurt? Yeah,
only thing missing.
That's right. It is a fun little pool bar close to the beach and in the lake. So that's one of my favorite lounges to hang out in it too.
Oh, yeah. And then the other part that, you know, I think you mentioned earlier was the killer kids splash area and little kids area. And they have their own little tiny slides as well. That thing is probably one of the nicest kids areas. It's between that and like Kidani, in my opinion, if you've been over to Kidani with all the spray guns and everything else. But that is just incredibly well themed over there. So your little ones are going to love the place.
Yeah, again, that's something DVC has improved on with the deluxe resorts, the kid play areas and the water areas, which is, yeah, you know, when you take your kids and they're little and they're going to Disney World, they're going to love the pool more than anything else. That's really great that they have that for them now.
Yeah. And it's funny because I remember having a conversation with my guide, Randy, when I was looking at buying Beach Club or Boardwalk, and his take was, Chad, it's kids, just add water of any kind. It doesn't matter. They're going to be happy in any pool, any place, anywhere. And I went, okay, cool.
So true.
So that being said and done, let's move on to some of our favorite things over there. And that would be restaurants.
Ooh, my favorite.
Yeah, I'm telling you, right?
What's your favorite?
So can we just start with Ohana's? Because I'll be honest, Ohana's has had its ups and downs over the years, right? I went there many years ago, loved it. Went there maybe 3 years ago or 2 years ago, maybe. And I really was like, it just kind of lost that special something. But then I went again. I'm like, I'm going to give it another try. So I was there in March and it was so good again. It was everything I missed. I felt a little rushed. I think they're really trying to turn the tables a little quicker these days. That was my only criticism. But the food is excellent. You know, especially if you're on the dining plan, there's no better way to spend 1 point than the Ohana Feast.
And that's what you call that place, a feast, because it is nothing short of a feast. It is my favorite dinner on property.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
Like nothing, like by far. Okay. In terms of value, in terms of how much I like the food, everything about it.
And how hard is it to know that bread pudding is coming with the ice cream at the end? So you got to make a little bit of room there. So I think many of us have really forced down that dessert because you don't want to miss that either.
It's my favorite restaurant on property, Chad. I didn't know it was yours too. And I, on my podcast, I like to talk about my favorites and like amplify them. And Ohana is one of those. And when you're a podcaster, it's a little difficult to put yourself out there because you don't know how people are always going to react. But this is one that I have one cute story of someone who told me they weren't crazy about. We were having dinner over at the Magic Kingdom and I was with a listener and his wife, and Bill reached over to me and he wanted to whisper, he had a secret for me. He says, by the way, my wife and I aren't that crazy about Ohana. I started laughing. I said, it's okay, Bill. You know, just because it's my favorite. And it's kind of interesting that you said that you had a experience, Valerie, that wasn't as great. I've always had great experience there. I just love that place. I mean, it's got everything for me. I love places that's either a buffet or that family style where you eat as much as you want. And they keep bringing food. It reminds me of my in-laws, like when I go over there, because they're Eastern European. It's like, eat, drink. And the family atmosphere, the casual, the cast members have always been great as servers for me there. I love the pot stickers. My wife's been buying the pot stickers.
Oh my God, dude, them pot stickers.
Yeah, no. Yeah, someone can find out how to make those at home. They need to share that with the world. But I think many have attempted it.
I mean, we're doing pretty good. We had some friends here that are Disney fans, and we did a Polynesian night one time, and everybody brought something. I thought we nailed it pretty good. My wife got some of the pot stickers like at BJ's, and we fried them up and did that. But the sauces, anytime you can dip something too, I love that. How about the pineapple bread with the macadamia and butter that starts you off? My kids embarrass me when I go in there. They keep bringing me bread, and come on, guys, we gotta get to the other stuff. I had someone on the podcast recently say they love the chicken wings, and you hardly hear that. My wife embarrasses me with the noodles. Bring me another bowl of noodles.
I'm like, yeah, dude, like keep them noodles, man. Like,
so, and we didn't even finish them. But then the other thing is, you're like stuffed, and they come, not only start coming with those skewers of meat off an open fire, which I love.
Oh, yeah. Hit me, baby. Hit me. Right?
And if you're not careful, if you're not already stuffed, then you do want to save yourself for the bread pudding. But and you'll say, okay, you know what? I just want one shrimp. And what do? They pile on five shrimp, right? And the steak. I'll just, you know, just a couple pieces of steak. And your plate is just like loaded. Oh, yeah. So.
Okay. Confession time here, right? Because Valerie, you mentioned they're trying to shoo you out of there. And we'll see if any of the listeners or you guys can relate to this.
Here, I'm going to give you the example. So went with my son. So it's just the party of two. Get that amazing bread. They take our drink order right away. And we were eating, they had the meat test. So they already had brought the appetizers and they were on the meat skewers before we even had our drinks.
Oh, yeah, that does sometimes happen. And
it
wasn't because
the drinks were extra, but the drinks weren't extra slow. It was just like boom, boom, boom. Like, and we, you know, we slowed down because sometimes you kind of find yourself keeping up with the pace with the restaurant. But then I'm like, no, we're enjoying this meal. Let's slow it down. And our server was wonderful. They're always wonderful at Ohana. At really most Disney restaurants, I've never had an issue with service. But that was the one thing I did feel for a moment there, a little bit rushed.
Yeah, you should. That's a good point. You shouldn't have to, but they're kind of chaotic there, which is kind of the fun of the place. Because like I said, it's like a family place.
It is true.
You know, people are running around throwing food all over the place. And so
rolling coconuts down the aisle with the brooms and great for kids.
Yeah, this is my confession there. Okay. I'm paying all that money to be there. I am going to take my time. And if I load up on the main course stuff and I don't have room, I'm just going to sit there for 15 minutes and let it digest a little bit and make a little bit more room for that bread pudding. Okay. Yeah. I know I can't be the only one who does that, which is why they break out the little shoe brooms, you know? Yeah. Here's the other pro tip to that though, is you can usually get an ADR at around 9:30 at night and just close the place out. Then you kind of have as much time as you want. Cause they really didn't feel like they shooed us when we've done that. And I've been there twice for dinner that late.
For the first time, we got a window seat towards the castle. Boy, that was outstanding to watch the castle. And I know people watch fireworks from there, too.
Oh, yeah. If you can get a castle seat there, cherish it. It is a phenomenal view. It is phenomenal food. And like I said, it hands down my favorite dinner on property. Okay.
I'm not agreeing with you just because you're the host. You know.
Oh, no.
You know I talk about this one.
Oh, you know what, Chad and Kurt, one of the things that's really great about Pali is it's not just Ohana's, right? You have Kona Cafe as well, which there have been times we've been at Pali, we've wanted to eat on property or, you know, at the resort, and we just couldn't get into Ohana because, you know, we all know it's not the easiest place to get into. Went to Kona. Kona is amazing. I know they just changed the menu, so I haven't been there since the menu changed. I don't know if either of you have, but never, never a bad meal at Kona.
Yeah, I've always told people that is a hidden gem and it is a little bit forgotten. And I've gone over there and went, wow, that was really good. How come no one talks about it? I had a nice steak. And now my wife and I were there. We were stuffed. We go with another couple. They had, her sister was coming down and they went over to Epcot and my wife and I went together over at Kona and we were on the meal plan that trip. It was just one of these nights where, you know what? I don't even know if we pushed out our reservation. We were able to push it out an hour because we were so stuffed, but we had something light and it was good. But boy, the sushi I was watching, if you're into sushi, I was watching that go by. And, you know, you can go over to the sushi bar there if it is packed and you can order off the menu too. So yeah, it's a hidden gem. Ohana gets all of the press, but don't forget that Kona is there and you probably can't. That's one of those ones. If you have a show on what's a restaurant you can get a late ADR on, that's probably one of them.
Oh, perfect. Now I'm going to be honest with you guys, Pat, Shelby, and I all tried Kona for breakfast one day during the run weekend when we stayed at the Pali, and Pat and I ordered traditional breakfast food and Shelby ordered a Polynesian flared breakfast item. And he said it was really good. And Pat and I looked at our stuff and went, we just paid like $25 for an omelet. Okay. There was nothing special about the normal food that was there. So my tip would be, as if you're going to go to Kona, get something with a Polynesian flair to it. Because everybody that I've talked to says the Polynesian flair food is just off the hook.
Oh, yeah. They have an amazing macadamia nut pancake at Plali, which for breakfast is outstanding. The Tonga toast is good as well, but those pancakes, you know, you're missing out if you don't try that.
I've heard that too, Valerie. And the Tonga toast is, they're world famous for the Tonga toast. Oh, yeah. That's got the banana. It's really sweet. I've had some people say it's too sweet for them, but my wife loves that Tonga toast. Yeah, we don't do a lot of breakfast. We get kind of criticized. A lot of the people that go to Disney World do the breakfasts. But yeah, I really have enjoyed Kona. It's, like I said, a hidden gem.
Another pro tip is at Kona, I have heard some complaints about the desserts is the only thing I've had heard people kind of chatter around about. And what I found is you can actually order the bread pudding from Ohana's and they will bring it over to Kona for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
People are crazy for bread pudding, especially at the Polynesian. It's funny to hear what people are going for.
Because I don't like any other bread pudding. It's got to be from Ohana's, okay?
It's, yeah, ice cream and the caramel sauce.
All right, let's not talk about it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's right before dinner, man.
People go nuts for that thing. It's hysterical.
Now, let's talk about the other pro tip, because you mentioned the Tonga toast there. That's also available downstairs at Captain Cook, right?
Yep.
And then the other pro tip that I hear people doing is getting the room service from the Ohana meal and ordering it for one person, but it has enough for two.
The Twilight Feast.
Yes.
It is amazing. And yet for one, definitely will serve two. But I would say if I were with my older boys, they would each want their own, you know, because it will serve two, but it's not the same thing that you would experience, of course, upstairs or, oh, I'm sorry, over at Ohana's.
We had a group of, I learned about this last August because we had a group of ladies from our show that stayed club level and they ordered that. I had no idea. They brought me on Facebook Live and I was watching them and people from the resort were trying to eat into their Ohana feast that they brought into the club level. They were having a good time. So that's how I learned about it. That is super great tip. And I just heard about that myself last year.
You've got to try that out if you're going to do room service.
Nice.
And do you guys know if that's available at Grand Flow or is that just the Poly? That would be my question.
I believe it's only available at Poly, but that's a great question.
Now, moving downstairs to Captain Cook's, it's one of my favorite quick services on property as well. Have you guys been there? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so I'm going to agree with you, Chad. I'm going to say that is my favorite quick service anywhere on property. Their selection, it really, there's something for everybody. And it has that Polynesian flair to it. And it's just amazing. So, you know, great, great, great stuff.
What's your favorite, Valerie? I know there's a Big Kahuna sandwich. I always like Italian sandwiches. There's a big sub grinder there that I've had in the past. I don't know if it's still there. I had a pork sandwich.
Right. The pork sandwich is amazing.
That was really good. I had that last time I was there. I'm trying to think of the other entrees. But yeah, I think they have a really good... Well, they used to have Dole Whips inside there. I know you're going to probably talk about that, but they don't have them inside there. They got them outside now. That was the other pro tip. You don't have to eat your dessert at Kona. You can go get yourself a Dole Whip outside. And so...
Oh, Pineapple Lanai is like... Yeah. Manna from heaven. That is like proof that God loves us.
Exactly. Right.
That's right.
You got the little outdoor area there for Captain Cook's to sit next to the child play area right up against.
Overlooking the pool. And
yeah. Yeah. You get that nice breeze off the water. So yeah. I love all of the quick services at the Resort Loop resorts. I think that's a great tip. If you want to take a break from Magic Kingdom, go over to Captain Cook's and hang out. And then go back for the nighttime stuff or any of the other quick services in the resort loop. I think all of them are outstanding. And
I think Poly, though, just takes it to another level. You know what I mean? Like I stay at Grand Flow. I'm an owner there. So we've had their quick service more times than I can count. But there's just something a little more special about Poly.
Well, we didn't even say this, but I mean, I love Polynesian because it is the Polynesian. The South Seas, Hawaiian... feel of that place is what I like. So that is, it's casual. It's right up my alley. If you try to, juxtapose to Grand Floridian, which to me feels a little stuffy.
Oh yeah. You cannot beat the laid back vibe of the Poly the music they pipe in to the horticulture, to everything about that place says aloha, kick back and chill. And I think my favorite dishes there, I had the salmon and quinoa. And at a quick service, that's not like typical. You're used to like burgers and things like that. But having grilled salmon and quinoa, perfect. And it was nice and healthy, nice and light, very tasty, and reasonably priced as well.
Chad, my geeking family is going to be mad if I don't talk about the pork nachos, which I learned from doing my podcast. So, you know, you always hear people talk about stuff, and I had to go down there and try them. Now it's a thing. The pork nachos, you know, I love nachos anyway, but to put, you know, the pork on it, it's their friend. And the chips aren't like regular, like Mexican kind of chips. They're a different kind of chip, but they are well known for their pork nachos. So try those if you're at the Captain Cook's.
Okay. Well, the Geekin crew is going to send us all over to Poly to get that. So noted, we are safe with the geeks on that one. Okay.
They are wild for their pork nachos.
I'm going to have to try those next time. Yeah, I think that's why people listen to podcasts, is to get different opinions and experiences. And so, you know, my show, I don't care what your opinion is. I just care that you can articulate it and tell us why. Yeah. And we'll argue with you as we listen, and we'll make the determination. And, you know, a lot of times you'll see me come back in and post something in a podcast going, yeah, I heard this on your show, and here it is. I post the picture of it in the community and add my little two bits to it. Okay. So we welcome that as well.
It's the fun of Disney World, all the little different things. I love how each place has their own little thing, you know, pork nachos at the Polynesian, and there's different things at different resorts, and people will tell you about them. You got to try this, you know, so it's always important to keep your ear on what they might try and put in there new too. So
I'm telling you, all things said and done, I think food at Poly has to rank at one of the top resorts for food.
Absolutely.
I can't
think of anything that I like better. Okay. Between Ohana, and we didn't even get into Ohana for breakfast. Okay. That's my kids and my family's absolute favorite breakfast on property, because it's all you can eat and you get to hang out with Stitch. And they still talk about Stitch wiping a booger on them when they had their picture made with them. So
hey, think about, they don't even have a signature restaurant there.
No, there is none.
They don't need one.
Well, I think they have Ohana. What else do you need? Okay. Right.
I'm like, well, the only one that gets me close is Boma in the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Because Boma's delicious.
That's my second favorite. So, and they do have a signature there that's with Jico, is pretty good.
And Jico is one of my favorite signatures out there. I'm not going to lie. Okay.
Yeah.
That was just incredibly well done, authentic, like the combinations of flavors there. I just incredible. Okay. And unique. Right. Yeah. Let's talk about lounges there. Here we've got the Tambu Lounge inside the Great Ceremonial House, right upstairs outside of Ohana. And then we have the world famous Trader Sam's Grog Grotto and Trader Sam's Tiki Terrace. So what's your thoughts on some of the lounges and the drinks that we can get there?
So Trader Sam's, I mean, there's no other bar or lounge you're going to find quite like that place. So always fun. The servers have you laughing even before your drinks come. You're hysterical. So once you get a little bit of alcohol in you, game on. But absolutely. I can't remember. They have all these really fun names for the drinks. And for the life of me, I can't remember the name of what I had. Really strong drinks, though, because my friend as well, both of us enjoyed what we ordered. But great location, great spot. And get there early.
And just for the benefit of the listeners, Kurt is like holding up, you know, in front of the little webcam that we can see in this recording. Like, he's just floating by all of the collector mugs.
Mug he's ever had.
I got another one back there, too.
There's just like a little parade of them, and they're just like nonstop. Okay.
But let's go on to Kurt, because I think Kurt could tell us the names of a whole bunch of the drinks over there based on what he has in inventory.
Well, my office is done in the Polynesian, by the way, and it all kind of happened by accident. So this one, I didn't know about this one until this last trip. And I kind of embarrassed myself. I said, Grog Grotto has a new drink, Trader Sam's, and it's the Oa Oa. And this one, all the drinks are fun, where they have something, a lot of the bigger ones, they have something going on. And I love a place where you can go and get and take home the mug. These aren't, this could be a planter really. And it's got little tikis on each side. They put cinnamon in these little top of the tiki heads, and then they light it on fire. They do a whole little show with that. And everyone goes, oh, that one was, I couldn't believe everyone made fun of me because I didn't know about that one. But my daughter, when we went there, I think it was, she turned 21 was the time we got the Nautilus, And this one, I think this was $75, guys. When we went to first, I saw the bill. I went, you gotta be kidding me.
And this is like a two-person, two-hander drink mug kind of a thing.
Yeah, and you get to take it home. So they have the pearl, the white pearl one. That's pretty good. It's nice and creamy. It's, you go there for the show. Everything's lighting up, and it's just a lot of fun. There's some good food in there too at the Grog Grotto. The tradition, we're talking about Ohana, just going to the lounge outside of Ohana is always, I love getting there early. I like to go to dinner early anyway. So to hit that lounge, I like getting the lounges at 3 o'clock, and it's so relaxing. You get out of the parks, get out of the heat, and everybody talks about the Lapu Lapu.
Oh, yeah.
Right? With the full pineapple. I thought that still amazes me.
Yeah, and it's a really good drink as well. Yeah. What they do is they kind of lop the top off of a pineapple and then core out the inside, and that becomes your drink mug. And it's the Lapu Lapu, man.
It looks so cool, and it is good. There's a drink that's at every place. It's the Pina Lacava.
Okay. Getting
it right? It's like a milkshake kind of with a raspberry. I always like getting that. Do you remember they were doing some work there? They were kind of a temporary bar set up. They had, I love my slushy drinks, but they had a really good slushy kind of alcoholic drink that was kind of fruity and stuff that I really enjoyed there. And it was nothing fancy. It was just out of a plastic cup. The very relaxing place to hang out there. We just always love going there before we go to dinner at Ohana.
Yeah, I think one of the things that one of our listeners commented on this as well, that they were like really disappointed that you couldn't order the pork nachos from Captain Cook's and have it delivered inside of Trader Sam's. Okay. Yeah. That was just like, you know, they're right next to each other. Why can't we like order them and get the best nachos on property and the best drinks on property all at the same time? Right.
Yeah.
And that came from Donna from, I think, episode 9, made that comment. To me, it's worth a trip to Trader Sam's. If you're going to Disney World at all, Trader Sam's is now on my must-do list every single time. I believe it opens at 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. And the other thing is they do have non-alcoholic drinks for kids, and kids are allowed in there up to a certain time.
Yeah, I think before 8. Yeah.
Yep. And so I would recommend rope dropping the place, just to be honest with you, because there is a waiting list and a half to get in there in the evenings. Yep. So rope drop that as a strategy.
That is my strategy. I like doing that for a lot of the lounges. That's a good time to hit any of the lounges, I think. And they still get a good crowd. And even outside, I haven't gone out there and sat there having a drink outside, but they sometimes have an artist out there playing guitar and playing some nice Hawaiian kind of music too. That's a relaxing place. You can get those drinks out there too.
And outside you could kind of sit and have the Dole Whip with the dark rum too, which is a nice plus.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Spot. Pineapple and I, points for them again. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Between Pineapple and I, Trader Sam's, Ohana, Kona Cafe, they like own Walt Disney World food. I'm like speechless to try to put anything up against that combo. It is just like, by far, just go to their resort to eat, if nothing else.
Well, that's a good point. If you're not an owner yet and you want to check out that resort, if you're staying at any of the other resorts, you know, I can remember when we first started going to Disney World, we didn't know they had restaurants at the resorts. And then come to find out the best ones were at the resorts, and you get to hang out. You know, you could go to dinner and then go out to the beach after dinner and watch the fireworks and watch the electrical water pageant. I think that's a pretty cool night out.
Oh, it's a really cool night out. If you're having a resort day or you don't want to buy a park ticket that day, or even if you're just in Orlando for their business and you just want to come over there and have dinner at the Poly.
A lot of people line up, they get their Dole Whip, they'll go out to the beach and they'll watch the fireworks. And then my favorite, the electric water pageant, which gets a little bit blocked now by the bungalows. By the way, I was a little disappointed in that. But other than that, you can still see the electric water pageant. And yeah, it makes for a nice evening.
Yeah, you can always go in front of the pool as well, because there's some white sand beach area there, kind of to the left of the bungalows. Would be one workaround there. But you're right. From the rooms, the bungalows kind of block some of the views.
Yeah, I'm all in on Polynesian.
Now, the final thing, if this wasn't enough to put them over the top, they don't have a signature restaurant. But they do have the dinner show, The Spirit of Aloha. Have you all tried that?
I have not, but I'd love to hear about it if either of you have.
You want to hear my story? I'm usually positive, Chad. You picked one place that I had a sour, sour. It's kind of funny though. It's my friend Judy and Ken, they love the show, the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. And
oh yeah,
we hadn't done it for years. When we had the kids, we didn't spend that kind of, we'll put it this way. We didn't spend that kind of money with five people to go do the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. My wife never wanted to do it. So we went with them. This was the second time we were supposed to go. I went over there and it seemed a little weird because I remember going into the bathroom and it being dark, but I didn't think anything of it. I come out and there's lots of arguments going on and the power had gone out at the Hoop-Dee-Doo. And so we were a little disappointed. We had good seats for the Hoop-Dee-Doo premier seating. And we were, okay, now what do? We're hungry. And let's go do the show at the Polynesian. I've never done the Spirit of Aloha. And we stayed there. I've never heard much about it. Let's go do it. Sounds like a lot of fun. It'll be a traditional Hawaiian thing. We'll have our food. Compare that to... So we get over there. We got parked in the back of the restaurant or stage show. There was a big pole in front of us. The cast member was kind of strange. He seemed like he was having a bad night. The show was, to us, was like a high school play. It wasn't that good. There were some parts that were pretty good. I think some of the families who sat up close and they had young kids, they enjoyed it because it's kind of a little joke on my show because we had such a laugher there, my daughter and I, and we were giggling and laughing through the whole thing. And they had ribs though, so that was a huge plus. The food was pretty good. I remember Judy had like three glasses of sangria lined up. The guy just kept bringing her sangria, and before she'd even drink one, they were all lined up. But so we just had a laugher there, and I think it wasn't as traditional as we thought it was going to be. And there was kind of a story that was kind of strange. So we'll see if they change it. They might change it up. But I think a lot of the young families had a good time, and I've talked to people who really enjoy it. It's just funny that my experience, we ended up getting comped. We were staying at Grand Floridian. We stopped in there the next day, and they ended up comping. So I did it for free.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty decent. My take on it, it's been 10 years since I've been there. And for my family, it was a one and done kind of a deal. What I recall from 10 years back, and keep in mind, I wasn't into Disney podcasting 10 years ago, so I wasn't taking mental notes as to what I would tell people. But from a 10-year back history, my takeaway was, it was interesting to me to learn that there's different varieties of Polynesian culture, because each of the islands or areas kind of had their own food, their own theme, their own explanation that went behind it, and their own dances, and the music was slightly different.
Okay.
And so to me, that was educational and enlightening to kind of see that.
Well, it's certainly a different show. It's a different show now than it was then.
Oh, okay. At least then, 10 years ago, that's what happened, was you would kind of see a representation from this microculture, and then it would go on to the next. That was really cool. Whether that's still there or not, don't know. Check your other reviews. Okay. And then I thought the food was pretty decent, but for the most part, for me, it was a one and done, and nobody in my family has a desire to go back.
I think that's a common response. And I think the show has changed. They had this aunt, they called her the auntie, and she had this story. Again, it was like a high school musical kind of thing. So it wasn't my cup of tea. And I don't often say that about something, but yeah, one and done for us for sure.
Yeah, that's the Spirit of Aloha dinner show. Now, it's interesting that you bring up Hoop, because we could do that show every single year and never get tired of it. I think we're going on 2 or 3 years straight. I'm seeing it twice this summer. I like it that much.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, you're like Judy.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing it in the May time on a trip when I'm going down to Terry Weaver's The Thing, because Rob Lott from episode 13, we signed up for one of his events that night. So we're going to go get to see Rob perform. And then my family heard that episode. And for our vacation coming up with the family this summer, they're like, we got to go book Rob's show. And I'm going, okay. I'm going to go see him twice this year. Now, that pretty much, do you guys have any other final thoughts on food there? I think we've fooded up that place to death, or talked up the food pretty well.
Yeah, I think we covered it.
Yeah, I mean, Pineapple and I, godsend. Ohana, can't say enough good things about. Kona was positive. Captain Cook's one of the favorite quick services for everybody here. You just can't say enough good things about the food there.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about transportation options there. And we know we're on the monorail. DVC has their own little tiny parking lot. Well, we say it's DVC's lot, but really when you go to park, if you turn to the right, you're going to park right outside of the Pago Pago building. And hopefully you don't get a room overlooking the parking lot at Pago Pago, like I have every single time I've stayed there, despite a room request that says, I'll take anything but a Pago Pago parking lot view. Please, anything. Every single time. Here's your Pago Pago parking lot view. It just like never fails. That we've got buses. We've got the boats. You've got the two boat options, right? You've got one from TTC, which is the main ticket transportation center, big boat that goes across to Magic Kingdom, and then a smaller boat that does the triangle between Grand Flow, Magic Kingdom. You've got the resort loop for Poly.
Yeah, it's great. The location, I mean, it's the big thing about DVC, I think, is the location of these resorts. So to be on the monorail loop, outstanding to take the boat, very fun and casual to walk to the TTC. So easy from the DVC rooms, especially.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. It's actually just having the walk right over. Unique to the other monorail resorts, where if you want to go to Epcot, you're going to have to get off, get back on. And, you know, here you just walk right across the parking lot and you're essentially there.
We had a horrible experience at the Grand Floridian one time when the monorail was down and we wanted to go to Epcot. And you have to take the monorail to TTC. Long story short, we ended up walking from Grand Floridian to the TTC. And so it's a much better walk from Polynesian than from Grand Floridian.
That's the nice thing about either the Moorea building or Pago Pago. The ends of the building are like right there at TTC. It is the shortest walk from those two buildings over to TTC to get to Epcot. And then, like you said, Valerie, you don't have to switch monorails. All things said and done there, Poly has to rank not only number one in my food, but for transportation options.
Number one.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like you've got monorails to two resorts with no switching. You've got two different boats to Magic Kingdom. I'm not seeing any downside here.
The only question I get from people is they wonder, what's the sound in the room with the boats going back and forth? Do you get that? And it's never concerned me, but you can hear the beep of the boats. I remember getting out. I stayed at the Moorea twice, and I love to get up early in the morning and go for a walk. And I looked right at the boat, the big boat, you know, as they're waking up and all the people going into Magic Kingdom. I think that's kind of cool. I love seeing people getting all excited and going across. So, but the sound there, for me, I've heard people complain about it, but it has never bothered me.
Well, I can tell you this, the one benefit of the Pago Pago parking lot view is I've never heard a boat there at all. Okay.
See that? Moorea, you will.
That being said and done, I have heard people say that the boat noises can get to be a bit excessive, and especially when it comes to the bungalows, from that being incredibly excessive because you're right there on the water, and of course, sound just travels across the water. So any other thoughts there on transportation?
You guys share it with the Contemporary. So when they're taking the buses, they come over. Sometimes there's people on them, but yeah, I think you're right. I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah, that is right. You do tend to, like, midday, you'll share a bus, maybe between Contemporary or Contemporary Grand Flow, and then Magical Express. It seems like there's a Magic Kingdom loop bus that goes to Wilderness Lodge, Contemporary, Poly, and then the Grand Flow.
That's right.
And so you'll be sharing a Magical Express bus with them.
No big deal.
Yeah, not that big a deal at all. In terms of theming now, where do you guys rank Poly in terms of your theming choices?
As far as theming, I really like it. I like the Polynesian and the South Seas, as Kurt had mentioned earlier. I love the relaxed feel. I don't know that it's my favorite for theming in comparison to the other resorts, but it is up there. It is. It's. They do a very good job.
Yeah. Kurt, what's your thoughts here?
It's my favorite. I've already said that. Just
number one for theming too. Huh?
It's because of that relaxed feel, and I love the beach theme. I always get confused by the theming question. I can remember when we were looking at DVC, people were trashing the Contemporary and Bay Lake Tower. I think when they say theming, they're talking about the Disney kind of character themes is what they're thinking about. And I don't think that way at all. I could personally, as an adult, I could care less about that. I wasn't worried if my kids cared about it either back in the day. So, yeah, hey, I can't say enough about that.
I think in terms of theming, you have to take immersion into consideration here in going, how immersive is this resort? Okay, does this resort take you someplace else? I think if we frame the theming question like that, Polynesian has to be near the top, okay? because it definitely takes you to that chill zen kickback mahalo aloha.
Oh yeah. As soon as you walk in, they hand you a lei. I mean, they definitely, there's full immersion there.
That is a point I've heard others recently say to us, Chad. That's a perfect way to say it. Do you feel immersed in the culture there? And yeah, you don't feel like you're at Disney World. You feel like you're in the South Seas Island. So I think they do a great job of that.
And the fact that I'm on vacation and you're putting me into this relaxed state of mind, bonus points. So it ranks really high for me there. It's still not my top, right? My top would still have to be over at Wilderness Lodge, which I know you haven't stayed at yet, Kurt.
That's one, one of the two. Thanks for picking on me. That's one of the two places I haven't stayed at yet. I'm going to fix that problem, I hope, next February.
I had to do a little jab there. Just to
dig.
Fun.
I like that dig. I deserve it.
Yep. I mean, a podcast host, owner of a travel agency, I'm like, you have to stay there, man.
Okay. It's not me. It's my wife. She's the fault there.
Okay. Well, I know who to start working on. It's the grand gathering.
The boss. The boss has caused this issue.
But that said and done, okay, I think Animal Kingdom does an equally, if not better, job over at the Kidani and Jumbo of taking you to Africa in terms of the immersion theming.
Yeah, true.
So, like I said, that's Polly is amazing. Right up there near the top for me. I can't get enough of it. Okay. I'm just telling you, it can take me away. And that theming element is really good.
So I want to tell you this, Chad, just to get back at you. So we did the tour over at Copper Creek, and that's what sold Mama on doing the Wilderness Lodge. That opened the door for me. So I'm feeling good about my chances to do Wilderness Lodge or Copper Creek or something like that. All right. Okay. So
now what part of it was it there? Was it the cabins? Was it the lodge itself?
Well, we toured the rooms for Copper Creek and had the presentation there. We did do the little, what do you call that? It's not a bungalow. It's the same kind of thing they have there.
The cabin?
The cabin. Yeah, that was pretty amazing, of course. But no, the rooms, she was really impressed with the two bedroom rooms that we went, you know, checked out there. So I'm not surprised that, I mean, it's an amazing place. So I don't know what she was thinking before. So I think that's a great, great resort.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my lobby up on that one then. Okay. Now let's start to talk about some of the things that I think, well, they kind of ruin the immersion for me and it kind of ruins the theme and it gets right back into the same element with the transportation option. When I compare the theming and the immersion over at Polly, that place is just Grand Central Station. You can't get to Magic Kingdom without crossing through TTC right next door. And because it's got all of these killer restaurants and everything else, and you can go and enjoy it by not staying there, I feel like every time I'm there, there's probably maybe, let's just say, 100 hotel guests and then 1,000 non-people staying at the hotel there. That's what it feels like to me. Do you guys have different thoughts?
Yeah, when we're in the Grand Ceremonial House, it's packed on the lower level, on the upper level. But then when you walk out towards the other buildings, it's quiet. There's no one there. The pool area, you know, while there's activity, it's not slammed like you would find at Beach Club or some of the other resorts. So definitely I feel the same thing, that it's kind of the hot spot for the non-resort guests to stay, which with good reason, right? I mean, I've done it myself. So, but yeah, no, I see where you're coming from and I agree with you.
Yeah, it depends on the time of day, I suppose. Early in the morning, it's not like that. I can tell you that when I'm going in there. But yeah, because Ohana is hot. So yeah, I can see that. I mean, I'm not usually in there during the day, so.
Yeah, but now are we talking like your coffee walks that you do early, early in the morning?
Yeah, there's nobody there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Because I've been up there. I usually like to grab breakfast from right outside Kona. They have a great banana bread and Joffrey's coffee. And Kurt's absolutely on the money there. There's no one in there at that time. But yeah, later in the day, if you go, you know, 3-4 in the afternoon, you start seeing the line build up at Ohana's and, you know, so on and so forth.
Okay. Because that's the only thing that like takes away from the immersion. And my number one thing that I don't like about the place is I like a resort and I like to be somewhat secluded in my resort. And I get that feeling. And it's interesting that you mentioned Beach Club because I love the pool at Stormalong Bay. And I know everybody says it's really crowded. I honestly think that every time I've been to the Polly Lava Pool, it's been more crowded than Stormalong Bay has been.
It was crowded when I was there in January, the lava pool. It's an awesome pool. It's not as big.
So that's like my one big thing that comes, and it ties into all of these different elements is kind of what I think on it. Any other thoughts on theming or immersion or people here?
I like the walk too. I like that walk from the Polynesian over to the Grand Floridian. And anytime, or my early morning coffee walks, when you've got the tiki torches going, I find it very relaxing and beautiful. And again, walking is my thing. And I like to do that walk over to the Grand Floridian back. Yeah, it's a great, beautiful place to walk around. And it is quiet in the parts where the longhouses are.
And incredibly scenic as well. When I started looking for Polynesian pictures out on Flickr, I can't tell you how many hundreds of photos that I have seen taken right along that walk that you just mentioned between Poly and Grand Flow. It just seems like you can see sunrises there. You can see sunsets from around Poly there. You can see the Magic Kingdom and firework from the beach views there on Flickr. It's a very picturesque, serene place.
I was doing Facebook Live and I was walking right in front of the Bugalows. You can walk up. There's like a little hill. I didn't even know it was there. And someone was telling me, go up to this little hill. It's like a little knoll that overlooks and you can see the bungalows and then out towards Magic Kingdom. That whole front beach area of walking for me is just like drains the stress right out of me. It's so fantastic. And yeah, I think it's one of my favorites to walk.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. Moving on over to the rooms here. You have three booking categories in the resort. You've got the bungalows, you've got a lake studio, and then you've got a standard view studio. Have either of you guys tried a lake studio?
I have not. I've only stayed in standard.
I've had one time, guys, where I don't remember how many nights we were, but yeah, we had lake view on the Maria. So I had Maria, lake view one time, and then standard towards the parking lot and the back side of it. And then in January, we stayed, I think it was standard. It was on the first floor. I want to say Tokelau, is that right?
Yep, Tokelau. We're going to slaughter the name. So
Tokelau, something like that. That was pretty good. My wife will tell you her bit disappointment about the Polynesian that they didn't do any one bedroom or two bedrooms.
That is the number one thorn in the side downside to this resort. It's all studios or the overpriced bungalows.
Yeah, we love the studio.
The studio is great. I mean, compared to any other studio on property, and it's number one in my books. You know, it's a great studio. But yeah, having the option for, even if they ruled out the one bedroom and offered two bedrooms, I would have been happy with that. It's just, you know, for a family of five or six, yes, five fit. But, you know, when the kids get a little older, they need a little bit more room.
I wonder, I've had good luck finding space and room there at 7 months. I don't know if maybe that's one of the reasons why. Maybe we're getting a bonus there.
I have
there.
As well.
Yeah. So I'm surprised by that. I thought I would never be able to book that place at 7 months, but we've been really pleasantly surprised. And yeah, the two bathrooms, where else can you get two bathrooms in a studio?
So. Yeah. I think you've nailed it on that one. It's the lack of one and two bedrooms. And so if you're a Poly owner and you want to stay in a one and two bedroom, you have to 7 month out of there. Okay.
Right.
So you've got that factor going on for you. And then the other thing that I hear from some of my other Poly owners, and we own a small 100-pointer there, okay? But the other thing I hear from other Poly owners is the point charts are so high there that they feel like they can stretch out another night or two if they were to come back in and book a studio elsewhere. So that is really appealing for Poly owners, is to come back in and stay elsewhere and stretch their vacations from the point charts, okay? Because you're paying monorail prices, and then B, you're paying for the biggest studio in Walt Disney World. And I think it's the second largest studio in all of DVC. Between those two combinations, there's usually time that you can get there. I know I've booked it twice now, maybe three times for my family at the 7 month mark, really at the 5 month mark a couple of times. It's pretty available.
I always had a problem with my family of five with three kids. It was really difficult when we were going to find a place for five. Now, Polynesian would have worked for us just fine with the little kids. I mean, Judy and Ken, we were doing our trip report, and another complaint would be that they don't have two queen beds. They have the couch bed, which I never really have a problem with personally. I don't have a problem. But it's kind of cool to have those little pull-out beds that they're doing now. They're really accommodating a family of five, at least if your kids are still small. And you could get them in there, I think, pretty comfortably for me.
I definitely think those new Murphy-style flip-down bed couches would plus that place up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we did the Port Orleans and Caribbean Beach when the kids, that was like the only place that you could get one of those little Murphy beds or trundle bed or something pulling out. So we dealt with that when the kids were, that was what only options kind of we had beyond getting two rooms. So I think I would have been happy with this studio with my five.
I know my family is like one bedroom spoiled now. And when I try to move them back to a studio, it's just like crying and gnashing of teeth, and it's just bad, right?
Where's the kitchen?
Where's the kitchen? Where's the door? I want to be able to watch what I want on the TV. Right.
They're spoiled.
Yeah, they're spoiled. I get it, right? I completely get it.
I was thinking more when they were little and they didn't complain about those
things. They didn't care so much about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine were 5 and 7 at the time and 12. So. I'm telling you, DVC.
You created DVC monsters.
Yeah, DVC brats is what they are.
We didn't get DVC till 10 years ago. So yeah, my kids weren't spoiled with it when they were little.
Okay. Other thing about the rooms, I really like the little tiki lamp that's there. If you watch one of the live shows, you'll quite often see one of the little tiki guys in a little light up thing right behind me. I try to turn him on and turn on his lights before I go live because he's kind of cool. I love that about the room. I love the Murphy bed. I love the second shower. Okay. With the bench in it and the rainfall waterhead. To me, that just screams I'm in a deluxe resort, and I feel the deluxeness of those rooms and that accommodations. Now, that being said and done, we did think that the studio bar area, like the little kitchenette there, could have been a little bit bigger because it was a little tight on space. So compared to like over at Animal Kingdom or some of the other studios we've been in, we thought that was a little bit tight. We would have liked to have seen a little bit more there. But the other part that I really liked about it was this is the lock-off area. You know, most studios do have that lock-off area, but this one was like really, really huge. So if you're an owner's locker person, and my family is, we have two of them, plenty of room for the owner's locker right there at the lock-off door. Other thing to mention here is I've heard some discussion out there in the community about people who have paid for Lakeview Studios and gotten the first floor over at the Moorea building. And you're paying for Lakeview, but the bungalows kind of block all the views. That's the one big kind of complaint that I've heard there.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, I mean, it is, right? If you're paying for Lakeview, you'd like to see the lakes and not a bungalow.
It is nice to, we were up on a higher floor and to sit out on your deck. That's a very relaxing, beautiful view. Yeah, the bungalows, you kind of got to be up a little higher to see over them for sure. But I was thinking of the deck. We were on the first floor. In the Tokelau, we really enjoyed it. We were near in front of the pool on that side. Mm-hmm. That was very nice, right out the bedroom, just hanging out there, having a drink. Very relaxing. I enjoyed that room.
Yeah, and I have heard some people in that building that get rooms that are closer towards the Magic Kingdom make the comment that they've paid for Standard View, but they got really good Lakeview rooms.
Yeah, sure. I've heard it go both ways.
And so what I see happening is if we ever get a huge point chart redone, if they were to create more rooms there at Poly in more room categories and views and get a little bit fine tune the room views and categories, that might help with some of the point chart problems they have from those bungalows being so overpriced. So that's the only thing I can tell you there on the point chart. But do you guys think it's a good point value compared to other options in DVC for the studios?
For the studios, yeah. I mean, right now it's running about equal to Grand Floridian Studios as far as I can tell. So right now, even though I'm an owner of Grand Floridian, I definitely prefer Poly. So I think it's a good value. The two bathrooms is a game changer.
Yeah, it definitely is. Kurt, what do you think?
I mean, again, it's my favorite resort, so I'm a little biased. And you know, the two bathroom is awesome. It's just a studio. It's not a problem for me now because usually just my wife and I go in, and it's been perfect. Yeah, point value. I don't really worry about that too much. I don't get hung up on it. It's still the Polynesian. So yeah, they can have my extra points.
Yeah. Just shut up and take my points. It's all good. You know,
if I didn't like, I will stay at the, you know, I do like all, I think all the resorts have their own specialties and beauty to them. I don't have much bad to say about any of the resorts, and I do them all. I run out of points, Chad. That's why we're staying at Pop Century at the G3.
Yeah, well, I'm out too. That's why I'm right there with you, buddy. I did want to stay with your group as well. So
I'm actually going up Holly in 14 days. So
wow.
I'm excited.
Oh, excellent. Oh, yeah. Well, hope we got you excited for it.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Going with my son and his girlfriend.
Yeah. Beautiful. And I will say this, as somebody who bought 100 points at Poly, and we bought them when they were still selling it direct, it was still an active new property. And the reason why we bought them there was for holiday weekends. Okay. Our take was there's going to come a point in time when holiday weekends can get really hard to book. The 11-month window will play to your advantage. And if we're popping down there on a Friday night and we're coming back on a Tuesday, we didn't want to have to worry about renting a car, and we wanted the big studio, and we wanted the quick transportation to all of the different options and be right there at Magic Kingdom. And for us, that really kind of fit the bill. Now, where we're using it now seems like that holiday weekend hasn't happened, but it ends up becoming either a guy's trip or a girl's trip. When I went down with Pat and Shelby for that run weekend, it was a guy's trip, and it worked out really nice to have the extra room and three separate beds for three guys. Now, my wife has taken our daughter down, a girlfriend, and one of her daughters down, and they're going to have a great time. And they all wanted Poly for the same exact reasons. Quick trip, right there, easy transportation, no rental car, pop over on Magical Express, great transportation, and pop back. So that you can't take away from the resort. And that's pretty commendable features of the resort. Now, Kurt, have you looked at adding on there, or do you feel like you got enough points, or would you add on there?
I had all I could do to not buy when they were offering, when they announced the Polynesian for DVC. My wife and I were, I had to put three kids through college at the same time. So that took precedence. I would have loved to have added on when they were doing that for sure. Because, you know, it's still true. I think you want to buy where you want to stay for the reasons that you were saying. You know, I always thought the 11-month window was going to be really important there. We've lucked out because we're flexible when we go to now that we were able to get in there. So it's been fine. But that would have been, I would have liked to add on one more 125 point contract, and that would have been the place. But college took that money.
Yeah, I remembered that college was competing at about that time from previous episodes and our previous discussions. And based on everything you said, I could pretty much guarantee if you were to add on right now, it would be Poly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My wife would be all about that, too.
Now, sure. Valerie, what's your thoughts on adding on a Poly contract?
Yeah, same with Kurt. I mean, I was really excited when Poly came out. I was even more excited when I stayed there the first time and they were still selling the contracts. And I considered it, but then I started seeing that I have been able to get in at the 7-month window. So, and I also have one in college now and two more following behind. So, likelihood of it, probably not real likely, but would I love to? Absolutely.
But you're still going to be taking advantage of that 7-month window.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
And it's interesting because we have used our Poly points there at the 11-month window consistently, but we've also never had a problem at 7 months getting into a studio there. And I think part of the reason why is there's 380 studios there to come back in and book. So your chances of getting one out of 380 at 7 months is pretty darn good.
The 11-month window, we own at Bay Lake Tower, and that really works out well. I learned the popular standard view is the popular choice to get those less points at Bay Lake Tower. So you really got to book at the 11-month window to score that kind of what you want at Bay Lake Tower. I don't feel that same way at the Polynesian. They only got, they got two options, but honestly, we already talked about the bungalow option just isn't an option for me.
No, it's not for me either. It is on my bucket list. And so one of these days I will do it.
What is it? 100 points? Is it 100 points a night?
Oh, it's over. And pretty much every season. Let me just pull that chart up real quick. Okay, looking at the 2019 point chart. So the cheapest that bungalow gets a night is an adventure season in January, September, first 2 weeks of December. You're still talking 115 points a night, Monday through Thursday, or 115 points a night, Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, 133.
And you almost have to wonder where DVC is going to go with this because, you know, when they announced originally the points, they were going, or for next year, I believe, they were going to increase the villas and decrease the bungalows, I believe, as well as some other resort categories for other rooms. And then they decided to back off of that and kind of keep everything stable. But how much higher can they really make the studios? Do you know what I mean? Because they are really pretty much at the highest level. So I don't see how they can. I mean, yeah, they can make a small adjustment, perhaps maybe a few points less, but they can't really do anything major to those bungalows without really hitting the studios hard.
Well, that's where it gets into my point of, okay, them, that parking lot Pago Pago view, you can decrease those and gain some points to shave right. some off of the bungalows.
Maybe do an obstructed lake view, right? When you have the bungalows in front of you rather than a lake view. So have a middle of the ground. So yeah, there's some room there, I guess.
I see that as like the only viable option is to create more booking categories. Now here's the downside to creating more booking categories. You can only waitlist a particular booking category. So if I'm looking at this on the point charts now, and I'm looking at the studio room inventory over at Poly from our friends over at DVC Info, and they're telling me that there's 72 Lakeview studios and 288 Standard View studios there. Okay. So you're looking, what, 350-ish someplace in there, just doing some quick math in my head, 360? How can you start to divide those two groups up into maybe four or five? That seems like it's the viable option. The bad news is if they ever have to go to a waitlist there, you're going to have smaller rooms in the waitlist pool, which are going to decrease the member satisfaction from not being able to waitlist and get in there. But that's just my own little nerdy analysis on that one. Oh, the other thing there, the DVC, you've outside of the bungalows, we're in three different longhouses is what they call them. You've got Pago Pago, which is the parking lot one. You've got the Tokelau one, which is, it runs somewhat north and south, and it's between the two pools, okay? And then the third building is the Morea building, which everything on the lake side is a lake view, and everything on the backside is a standard view. Right. And yeah, they overlook the barbecue grills there. That was one thing that was really nice, that I went and looked out at those grills, and A, they're incredibly clean, and B, they look like they're really high-end grills.
I thought that was pretty impressive to have that available. I don't know that I'd ever use it. Like, I haven't yet cooked a meal in my room for DVC. I'm too into going to the restaurants. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool that you had the option there to grill.
Yeah, and that's just it. There's different strokes for different folks. Because I remember talking with some people before that have grilled, like, pork loin out there. Burgers, dogs, all kinds of fun stuff. And I thought to myself, I mean, I don't know that I would be into cooking majorly on a vacation time, but if I could throw something on the grill really quick for lunch and then go to my Ohana for dinner that night, I could do it.
Yeah.
Just don't take away my Ohana for dinner. Okay. Cause that there is fighting words.
That's right. That's why you're staying there. It's so convenient when you're staying there too. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Valerie, how well do your kids like staying there?
So only one has stayed there so far. And then I'm going with my oldest in a couple weeks. And then I have it planned for 2020 with my middle son. But the youngest one loved it. We had his friend come along with us. They stayed in the pool the whole time, went down the slides, and, you know, he really enjoyed it. My oldest is really looking forward to the trips. I have a feeling he's going to love it, and my other one's going to love it as much as I do. What's not to love, you know?
I'm telling you, right? In terms of desirability, my kids like it, but they can't get over Old Key West. That seat in the bathtub that you can watch a TV from is all I hear about. That's their like number one, Old Key West, Old Key West. And I'm going, okay, well, I'm looking at the point charts that we can stretch it and make you guys happy.
Right. Yeah, Old Key West is a great one too.
Now, Kurt, have you brought your kids there, or any experience from kid perspective from your listeners or from your show?
Yeah, you know, again, this was the first resort that we stayed at with the kids that was a deluxe. So it's got a lot of memories for us. We stayed with my wife's sister and her three kids. It was just a glorious trip, like 10 nights at Christmas time I stayed there. And so it's got a lot of memories for us. The kids have not, I think my daughter maybe stayed once with us since they've been adults. We've done, well, good reason for, right? Because they're adults now, so they don't have the two bedrooms. So we've done the two bedrooms at Bay Lake Tower and Old Key West and that kind of thing. I think they have great memories of the Polynesian.
You still say it's pretty desirable from a kid perspective as well.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I mean,
okay. Cause I mean, I was just looking at it for kids free weekends of being the resort to stay at. If I'm going down there without kids for a weekend, Poly's my go-to choice.
Yeah, no doubt.
Valerie, what's your parting thoughts or summarization here over at Poly?
All right. So all in all, one of my favorite resorts, definitely at the very top for studios. I've stayed at every resort DVC, so I feel like I have the knowledge to make that statement. I mean, it's by far an amazing, the food is amazing, the resort is amazing, the pool is great, and the studios are fabulous. So if you haven't stayed there yet, definitely 100% recommend.
Okay, everybody put your sunglasses on because you're going to need it for Kurt's glowing review here, okay?
It is my favorite resort. You know, I was thinking, what didn't we talk about? The only thing, and I'll have to ask Valerie too, the shopping. You know, I love the resort shopping places. I think this one's, because it's got all the Polynesian kind of stuff, I love the resort gear. I love the mug. I was so upset. I had a thing about the coffee mug because my first coffee mug went into the dishwasher and I lost all the paint on it. And the second one had a similar fate. And then I had some listeners send me the most recent one. But I like the artwork that's there too. There is a piece of artwork. The artist is named David Doss. He's got Mickey and Minnie that's sitting on the beach in the Adirondack chairs, looking out at the Magic Kingdom. And that is the most glorious piece of art. And it just kind of captures for me what the Polynesian it is. We talked about the relax. It's got that feel. It's got the plants and I love walking through that. It's got the best restaurant on property. It's got all the good food options. It's got the location. You can't forget the location being in the resort loop. People that I've talked to that have never stayed and then stay at the resort loop for the first time. I've talked to some on my show doing trip reports recently, and they're like, wow, what were we missing before? So for me, DVC has always been, my favorite resorts have always been the ones closest to the action. I love Beach Club. I love Polynesian and Bay Lake Tower. Those are kind of my top three. And there's nothing wrong with the other ones. They're close. They have their own special way, but Polynesian is got that nostalgia for being that first deluxe I stayed in. And it's got everything I need. Yeah, the room, boy, that room is really special with the two bathrooms and it's big. So I could do that every trip. No problem.
Never get tired of anything else, right?
Nah, I would never get tired. I walked, you know, there was a lot of controversy when they changed the lobby. Remember they had the big waterfall there?
Yep.
I like the tiki guys too, by the way. I walked in there. I remember this just feeling 2 years ago coming into the lobby. I kind of like the redo. I don't have a problem with it. I just had this warmth come over me that I can't explain that I get from the lobby and the smell, everything, the water feel, the whole thing just brings it back to me. Yeah, that's it. I love it.
Yeah, I guess my recap is, it's grown on me. As the more I've stayed there, the more I've liked it. And every time I stay there, I find new things to appreciate about it. I want to tell the listeners, if you don't like it at first, give it a second and third shot. Because from the things that we talked about on the show, this last trip wasn't as busy as the first trip that I did. But I'm telling you, this is a darling gem of DVC. One of my favorite vibes, one of the most relaxing places that I can tell you to go and do. It's busy and a little too busy for my likings at times. I like to retreat when I go to a resort, and that means to kind of get away from some of it. What I like about Beach Club better is I can be right there in all the hustle and bustle of the boardwalk of Crescent Lake and that loop around there. But once you take, you know, a minute walk past that and you're into the Beach Club Villas part, it's a remote retreat that I don't really feel when I'm at Poly. So that one is my downside there. And the other thing is the point charts. Once you get used to, let's say, staying at a Beach Club studio or a Boardwalk studio or even Animal Kingdom Standard View, not to mention the really good values over at Old Key West or Saratoga, once you start comparing that out there and you start looking at that point chart, that's where it gets a little bit stingy. But if you're just going for a short weekend, you don't feel the sting as much as there, which is kind of why we bought our points there. So all things said and done, love Poly. Think it's a great addition to the DVC community and can't say enough good stuff about the studios.
Beautiful.
With that, Valerie, how can people find you after this?
So thanks for listening. This is Valerie. You can find me in the My DVC community group. Look forward to talking to you there.
Yeah. The other thing is huge shout out to Valerie. Valerie does a lot of the behind the scenes stuff on our Facebook Lives. She's constantly messaging and saying, hey, you know, doing the behind the scenes production work. If you enjoy the lives, hands off to Valerie, and thank you for your help there.
Thank you, Chad.
Yep. And Kurt, how can the listeners follow up and find you in your awesome podcast?
Well, if you search for Walt Disney World, we come up pretty high in the search. I've been doing the Geekin' on WDW podcast for 5 years now, Chad. It's amazing. And so if you do a search, you'll find us there or the website geekinonwdw.com. But we really have an active Facebook group also. It's private. And that's where most of our Geekin' family hang out as far as social media is in our Facebook group. But yeah, come listen to our show. We'd love to have you. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, and it's a phenomenal show. If you love trip reports, Kurt is your man. I mean, like almost all of your episodes are trip reports, aren't they?
I do a lot of trip reports. I do some, my daughter and I really started the show and we'll do some top five kind of categories. She's graduating from college in a week. So hopefully I'll have more of her time. So I have a gang of people that I can reach out to bring on. I have a couple of travel agents, Jen and EJ, that come on. My wife and our friend Judy does the travel agency. And yeah, and I'm also doing now, I have a second feed now that is a private feed that you have to go to my website to sign up for. And I have live trip recordings when I'm down in the parks. And that's always been a favorite. Chad, you mentioned my coffee walks. So now you have to become a member of the Inner Circle. And I have a new feed out there that you can get for free, but you do have to sign up at my website. And I've got three shows out there, two for my September trip. And I do some live in-park audio and talking with cast members or talking with other people. And then I walk around the resorts talking about and describing things. And then some of the attraction audio too. I'll play from my binaural headphones. That has been some of our listeners' favorites too. So yeah, it's been fun. I love doing it. Glad I got to meet you. And we're going to have some fun in October with a bunch of listeners down there going down and enjoying the parks together.
Yeah. And I also have to come back in and point out, you guys have a really good travel service as well. You guys are authorized Disney travel, earmarked travel agencies, right?
Yes. We're from Fairytale Concierge is our agency that we work with. And yeah, we're authorized Disney travel agents also. So that's been awesome. Really, everything I offer is for free, but it's a win-win-win for the community too. So.
Oh yeah, you've got great community over there. You've got great, friendly, knowledgeable travel agents. And as you know, on our show, we don't endorse any particular one travel agent because we're so networked that we have a ton of great ones to work with. And Kurt, you're definitely in that ranks.
Yes, thank you so much.
And thank you guys both for being on the show today.
Thank you, Chad, for having me.
Thank you, Chad. Always fun to talk to you.
Thanks for tuning in this week, and I'd like to read you an excellent review. I'd like to thank listener Brandy for this awesome 5-star review. And it's not just awesome because it's 5-star, it's awesome because Brandy tells us why she likes the show. And she goes into detail about this, so somebody reading a review of the show will start to get a feel for what to expect. Brandy writes, "Chad's podcast is so much fun and so informative. For someone who considered herself a Disney expert, I have learned so much from his podcast. They are fun, informative, and always different. So many Disney experts and legend have appeared on his podcast. I'm new to Disney Vacation Club, so I have learned all about my purchase into DVC before and after I've joined. Anyone looking for fun, informative Disney and DVC info must listen. I'm addicted." Well, thank you so much for that awesome 5-star review and sharing with the community why you like the podcast. In this show, we like to get into the whys, why Ohana is so great, why we like Polly, why we don't like Polly. That's what makes a fun and interesting show, and thank you for bringing that to your review, Brandy. I'd also like to thank the sponsors, DVC Resale Market and Vacation Club Loans, and I'd also like to thank our Patreon group. If you'd like to support the show or get a little bit more bonus content, head on over to patreon.com/mydvcpoints. If you happen to live in the Metro Detroit area or a reasonable commute thereof, I'm starting up a new little group called Motor City Mouse Meet, and I'm really just taking a page out of the Disney Indie Meets playbook. A bunch of us are going to get together and have a spinoff event over at Cycle Bar in Northville for a Disney-themed ride. It's going to be called Tour to Magic on November 9th. Go to MotorCityMouseMeet.com. Check us out real quick. Hope to see you there in Northville. Thanks for listening and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.